News, I'm Ben Thomas. Some progress being reported, but wildfires still raging around L.A. More than 4,000 structures destroyed by the Eaton fire alone. Some 180,000 people under evacuation orders. A powerful winter storm hitting the south.
In Dallas, Carmen Munoz, a teacher, had the day off and spent part of it in a downtown park.
Weather in Texas is crazy. So it might be sunny tomorrow. It might be snow today.
The National Weather Service says up to 7 inches of snow fell in some areas of North Texas. FlightAware says hundreds of flights were canceled by Thursday morning in Dallas. The system is expected to push northeastward with heavy snow and freezing rain all the way to the Virginia and North Carolina coasts. I'm Mike Hempen.
And a state funeral for Jimmy Carter.
Carter's grandkids gave a personal peek in their eulogies at the modest home in Plains.
My grandfather was likely to show up at the door in some 70s short shorts and Crocs.
And inside.
It was like thousands of other grandparents' house all across the South, fishing trophies on the walls. The refrigerator, of course, was papered with pictures of grandchildren and then great-grandchildren.
And a wall phone. Jason Carter says his grandfather did eventually get a cell phone and called him one day early on.
So I answered it, of course. I said, "Hey, Papa." He said, "Who's this?" I said, "This is Jason." He said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm not doing anything. You called me." He said, "I didn't call you. I'm taking a picture."
Jason Carter says his grandparents were like they always were, even after living in the White House.
They were small town people who never forgot who they were and where they were from.
I'm Sagar Meghani.
This is AP News. A unanimous opinion from New Mexico's Supreme Court has reinforced the state's position as having some of the most liberal abortion laws in the U.S. Donna Warder has details.
The New Mexico Supreme Court has struck down abortion restrictions by two conservative cities and two counties at the request of the state attorney general. Attorneys representing the cities of Hobbs and Clovis and the counties of Lee and Roosevelt had argued courts could not strike down local abortion ordinances because of the Comstock Act, a federal anti-vice law. Justice C. Shannon Bacon writes in the majority opinion that state law precludes cities and counties from restricting abortion or regulating abortion. Opposition to abortion runs deep in New Mexico communities along the border with Texas, which is one of the most restrictive abortion bans in the U.S. But Democrats in New Mexico have worked to guarantee access to abortion. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.